The most powerful thing about this technology is not what it can do. It's who it's available to. For most of human history, the tools that gave businesses a real advantage were only accessible to businesses that already had resources. Enterprise software, research teams, marketing departments, sophisticated financial systems, proprietary data. These things created a gap between the large and the small, the well-funded and the bootstrapped, the already established and the just starting. AI doesn't care about that gap. For $20 a month, an independent consultant in Lagos has access to the same language model as a consulting firm on Park Avenue. A life coach in Mexico City can build the same content production system as a media company in New York. A therapist in rural Portugal can create the same automated client onboarding experience as a practice management company with 100 employees. The tool doesn't check your zip code. It doesn't check your bank balance. It doesn't check your last name or the school you went to or the network you came from. It runs on electricity and a subscription. And the subscription is $20. I want to be direct about something before I get into this. The story I'm telling in this episode is not unique to America. The idea that AI doesn't care where you started, that it doesn't check your zip code or your last name or the institution you came from, is the single most important thing for a service-based business owner anywhere on earth to internalize. The woman running a consultancy out of her apartment in Dakar has access to the same language model as a Fortune 500 strategy team. The developer in Hyderabad, the coach in Bogota, same tools, same leverage. That's not a talking point. That's the shift. Welcome to Seed in Society. I'm Makeda Bohm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. I want to sit with what I just said for a moment, because I don't think most people have actually let it land. The speed at which opportunity compounds has always been tied to starting position. If you start with capital, connections, and infrastructure, you can move faster. You can hire before you need to. You can invest before the returns arrive. You can afford to fail because the margin is there to absorb it. Most service-based business owners around the world do not start from that position. They start from expertise, from talent, from lived experience, and they build from there. The ceiling has always been capacity. You can only work so many hours. You can only serve so many clients. You can only produce so much content. The hour is the constraint. AI removes the constraint. One person with the right systems can now produce what used to require a team. One freelance consultant with a well-built content operation can publish more useful, high-quality material per week than a marketing department that doesn't use AI. One coach with an automated onboarding system can handle the client intake volume that used to require a full-time coordinator. The leverage is no longer purchased, it's built. And here's what makes this particularly powerful for people who built their expertise outside of the traditional systems. The traditional gatekeeping of business success involved institutions. Your credentials had to come from the right institutions. Your network had to include people from those institutions. Your funding had to be approved by institutions with their own criteria, their own biases, their own blind spots. AI doesn't have an institutional filter. When you explain your methodology to a language model, it doesn't evaluate your academic credentials before taking your input seriously. When you use an agent to research your market, the agent doesn't apply a geographic filter that disadvantages you. When you build a product using AI tools, the tools don't check whether your business is based in a tier one city before functioning at full capacity. The output is a function of the quality of your thinking, the clarity of your systems, and the consistency of your execution. Those things are yours, regardless of where you started. I've watched this play out in real time. Service-based business owners who came from places and circumstances that the traditional business world treated as disadvantages are now building infrastructure that outperforms peers who had every structural advantage. Because they're using the tools. Because they built the systems. Because they understood early that AI is the equalizer. There's a concept I come back to again and again. The internet was supposed to be the great equalizer. Distribution became free. Information became accessible. The playing field was supposed to level. But what happened was that the internet created new gatekeepers. The algorithm replaced the old gatekeepers. Now you needed to understand platform mechanics, have the budget for ads, grow the followers, earn the engagement. New barriers wearing a different face. AI is different, and here's why. The internet democratized distribution. AI democratizes production. Those are different levers. Distribution means your content can reach anyone, but someone still had to create the content, and creation still required time, skills, resources. AI removes the production bottleneck. You don't need a videographer to produce high-quality video content. You don't need a copywriting team to produce high-quality written content. You don't need a research department to produce high-quality market intelligence. You need a clear strategy, the right tools, and the willingness to build. That's accessible. Right now. For anyone on this planet with an internet connection and $20, let me say something directly to the people listening who have ever felt like the system wasn't built for them. You're right that it wasn't. The system was built for people who looked a certain way, came from certain places, had access to certain rooms, and that's real. That history is documented. Those barriers still exist in certain forms. But right now, today, there is a category of tools that has no idea what you look like, where you're from, or what room you were not invited into. It only sees what you build with it. That's not a reason to forget the history. It's a reason to use the tools and build the business and create the legacy that the old system would have made harder to reach. The window is open. The tools are available. The subscription costs less than a meal. What you do with it is yours. The reason this episode matters so much to me is that for most of history, the tools that made people rich were reserved for people who already were. That changed in our lifetime. More money, more time, and more options are now available to anyone with $20 a month and the willingness to learn. Wherever you're starting from, that math now works in your favor. Find everything you need to make more money, time, and options in your service-based business at seedandsociety.com. Sign up for the newsletter, find every AI tool I use and recommend, check out the blog for even more breakdowns, or do the free AI employee report, all in one place. And if you enjoyed this show and got value from it, I'd appreciate it if you could rate and leave a review. That helps this free education reach more people. Or share it with someone you know needs it. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.